Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Got a little tired, Eric, this morning?
No. I'm a little groggy.
Oh, no.
I took some Benadryl.
This morning?
No. That would be bad. No, last night I went for a walk because it was a gorgeous evening. So I'm like, come on, Rexy, let's go for a walk.
Okay.
And there is something in bloom. I came back and I'm like, my eyes, my lungs, allergies, they're getting me. So, you know, it's bedtime at that point. Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going to pop some Bennies.
So you're coming off of Benny low. Hi. Yeah.
I just woke up and I'm like, whoa.
I took two Bennies.
took a couple Bennies.
What'd you take, ma'am? What'd you take?
Benadryl. And it's like,
is it kind of like the NyQuil feel?
Yeah. That little bit of.
You're just a little foggy.
Yes.
I witnessed it now twice. Two things that you should have known right away. You're like, what's the name of that thing again?
The thing of the.
I'm like, the computer mouse? Come on. Claire, it's right there.
You can do it. And now you're tired?
Well, we just had a long night. We went to Washington.
You're partying in the hometown.
I guess it was a fundraiser. You know how party those are.
Yeah.
But they served us a nice meal, and there's some exciting plans. We're very invested in the Washington County Hospital system.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to just reconnect with everybody in that room was basically my parents' age but us, which is also a little weird, right?
The young kids.
Kind of. Yeah. The legacies.
Yeah.
But of all the people there, the mom of my high school prom date happened to be in the room.
Oh.
Which was, I mean, we know, wait, dear friend of the family.
This isn't your girlfriend. You did not your girlfriend.
Okay, I went to prom.
Explain the story.
I went to prom. Okay.
Start
at the beginning.
You have a girlfriend.
I have a steady girlfriend. And about January or February, I'm informed she's going to prom with her ex-boyfriend who is a year ahead of us. Because they made a commitment to each other after he went off to enlist in the armed services.
And you're like, that's cool.
It's
get
a small
it.
High school, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fine. If you're going to go with him, I'm going to pick a mutual friend. So this is the most Switzerland prom of all proms.
Right.
Then I find out that guy backs out. So then she goes to prom with another fella. With which she was holding hands in my parents' van that I was driving to prom dinner.
As you chauffeured them.
Yes.
You were her driver for the evening.
They were in the back and directly in my line of sight in the rearview mirror. I could see them holding
hands. While your girlfriend is holding hands with another guy in the back seat.
I wouldn't even say man. He wasn't even 18. Another boy.
Man child.
So that just made for a very uncomfortable prom. And next morning, everybody's still good friends and acquaintances.
But your mom, the mom of your date.
The mom of my date happened to be at this dinner last night. So we did some nice reminiscing about my high school senior prom.
I'm glad we could all reminisce about your high school senior prom. So much prama.
It's prom season. That is a lot of prama. My nephew also just got done. My understanding is Iowa City, City High, West and North Liberty.
Yeah.
All had prom on the same night.
Oh, my.
And two of the three were at the IMU.
Two proms? One location?
Not in the same room. Multiple ballrooms that building. Yeah. That just doesn't... I understand we're trying to cut down on the shenanigans, but you just made a bigger group of people to do shenanigans.
Yeah, but let's just rip off the Band-Aid.
Because they didn't want people prom hopping, so you would have three Saturdays in a row of people potentially making bad decisions.
So you
let's
got
just
to
put it all in one night.
But with two proms in one building, you could go from dance to dance, couldn't you?
You could. And then there was like, what if the football team from one school tried to beat up the football? Prama. Yeah.
No, Johnny, no.
So my understanding was, at least in North Liberty, because that was my inside information, there was a text or an email that went out from the coach. It's like, gentlemen, keep it buttoned up. You are representing your school tonight. Gentlemen.
There will be no shenanigans.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes. You will be acting gentlemanly and professionally. Sincerely, Coach.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he signs his text.
Sincerely, Coach.
He signs off sincerely.
Sincerely, Coach.
Wow.
So go Bolts!
You know he's serious because he signed his name to a text.
Gentlemen.
Gentlemen.
You are representing your school and your colors.
He sent them a letter via text.
Pretty much.
Well, I had...
So there's some fun prom memories, all because I had dinner in Washington, Iowa last night.
I didn't hear of any shenanigans, so...
I didn't either.
I think the plan worked.
Yes.
High five.
Way to go.
Way to go, everybody. Way to go. I didn't realize it's National Pet Week.
It what is?
It is currently, so...
Well, I'm celebrating.
Act accordingly.
You're getting water, you're getting fed, and I change the diaper of a dog 3 times a day.
And diapering.
Yeah.
But I want to
And change the diaper.
Can we talk feeding schedule? Because I know you have some...
We are rigid. We are rigid in our house.
So you have meal rituals for your dogs.
They get fed twice a day. We don't leave food out. And that's it. Yeah.
I feel really bad. 44% of owners say that they have a ritual for their dogs when it comes to mealtime.
That's how we were, our very first dog. She's like, you train them early. They'll be like, don't go home at lunchtime. Cause if you start to do that, that's they work
they
on
will
routine.
Expect it every
they expect
day.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
So our dogs eat at 4 in the morning and our dogs eat at 4:30 at night and that's it.
But do you do anything special
in the routine?
In the routine of, or is it just food in the dish? That's it. Cause that's
all I do.
It's
a little Pavlovian. Like Roland knows the sound when his food hits the dish.
Yeah.
But I don't make them sit. There's no commands. We don't play any music. Like, it's not a...
You don't do the fancy feast.
I don't light any candles. If that's what you're asking.
Some people do.
I don't put on a tuxedo and say your meal is served.
Some people do. Like, add an extra ingredient, like chicken broth or something on top of the dry food as, like, a topper.
I only do that if they have been on a weird pattern of not eating.
And need to be coaxed into
eating. Exactly.
Some people will hand mix the food to make it a little more appetizing, all of the things together.
Technically, Roland, he gets a powder in the morning, and I think it doesn't taste good, so I do try to mix it in with the kibble. I'm this person.
You are this person.
What else do
you
I do?
You are this person.
That I didn't realize.
Give them a treat as an appetizer?
Not as an appetizer, but they both get a greenie at the end of the meal.
Okay, you're the guy.
I am this guy.
You are the only
thing I don't do is light candles and put on a tuxedo.
There are some.
I guess, yes, there are many routines. To me, it's just one movement, but there's a lot of sub-movements.
Oh. So wait, dancing with your dog, also a weird thing on the list.
I do not dance with our dog.
Oh, come on. You just described a dance. We move together.
It's a carefully orchestrated ballet. Don't step on that one. Make sure that one can get to his food.
I was all ready to say, check out these weird things people do.
It's what I do with my two dogs.
Never mind. I'll sit down.
And I always say, a dinner is served.
You always have that little white towel on your
arm?
That's amazing.
Roland Kingston, a dinner is served.
What a meal.
God, they love living at my restaurant house. They sure do.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I was thinking about this post that Chad Taylor posted yesterday on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yeah.
It was asking if you had to pick one celebrity who in your book is a perfect 10, who would it be? And I was thinking about it because yesterday we had a braces emergency, as you well know.
I do know. We had to change our entire afternoon plans.
I know. I had a plan. I had a meeting. However, when the braces break, you got to get those things fixed because otherwise things shift and I'm paying a lot of money for these suckers. So we got to make sure everything's okay. And it was like the wire that goes all the way around came out of the back bracket.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So I also didn't want her getting stabbed all day by a piece of
metal
loose wire. Yeah. So we go to the orthodontist in the afternoon and you know, you sit in the waiting room. We're just passing the time waiting for her turn to go back there and get things fixed. So I was looking at this post and we started talking about it together because I knew my answer pretty much immediately. Perfect 10 for me. I would probably say Ryan Gosling. I mean, he played Ken in the Barbie movie.
Yep.
He sings, he dances, he's funny. He's not bad to look at.
Were those abs photoshopped on?
I don't think so. I think they're real. I love him. I think he's great. So I was like, that's my answer. And then I asked my daughter, because it's kind of interesting. Generations. Who do you think would be a perfect 10?
And how old is she?
She is 13.
Okay.
She just turned 13. newly 13. I'm thinking she's going to do some sort of teeny bopper, somebody who would be in if they had Tiger Beat today.
Exactly.
She tells me she's trying to think of the name. She's trying to think of the name. And she looks, because she's saying the wrong name. Whoever she's saying, I don't even know.
Is it Chalamet?
No, it's not Timmy Chalamet.
Okay.
It's, she's like, it's Bill Skirlard. Bill Skirlard. She's trying to explain, so she has to look it up. And she shows me a picture of Pennywise.
Skarsgård.
Skarsgård! Bill Skarsgård.
Her perfect 10 is Bill Skarsgård?
Is her celebrity 10. I am horrified.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, he is an actor. Like, okay, he's an actor.
Sure.
He played Pennywise. I can't get over the fact
How does she know him?
I don't know, Eric.
What is she watching that you don't know?
Why? Why would you say that? I could never get over somebody who played
a clown that murders and eats children?
Yes!
I wonder why.
And does a really good job at it, too.
He's really good at it.
So good.
He's very efficient.
So good at being a child-eating clown.
Ah, that's her 10, huh?
He's a perfect 10.
All right. Well, good for her.
Okay.
I'm having trouble with this question. Right now, I'm just going to go with
10?
Zendaya.
Zendaya.
I don't know. Zendaya.
That felt so half-hearted.
It's the first name that popped
you
in my head.
Even take time to think about it.
She's actress.
I was going to start A. I was going to go alphabetical.
No, I went reverse alphabetical.
I'll just go start with Z. Zendaya. Boom.
I don't know. I need a day to think about that.
Okay, take the day.
Well, here's what I don't have to offer you at all. Yesterday, we got the schedule for the farmer's markets that we're going to be working.
Yeah.
So I'm putting those in my phone. And then I'm like, well, while I'm at it, I should probably put the football schedule.
As it lays now.
The games will be the games. It's just a matter of what time the games will be,
yes,
right?
True.
So, but the homes and the aways, that's all locked in. And I basically looked at every single weekend, starting at about mid-May until Thanksgiving. Don't ask to do anything. Park's closed, man. I have no open weekends.
None?
None. Now, some of them were vacationing, which is great. It's already on the books. But it's a weird feeling when you realize you're completely booked.
I know.
All the way to November, right? I think there's one bye weekend in early October that it's like, let's hold that weekend open. And Shannon's already asking about that weekend and then like our December Chicago trip.
You got to fit that in.
I know. It just, are we overdoing it?
It's a lot.
And does everybody overdo it?
Well, luckily, I mean, the farmer's market is
it's
early
fun
in the morning.
Early, right. And it doesn't take my whole day.
And football is, you know, just four
Agreed.
Hours.
Just
it's
four.
Like,
yeah,
like
with
golf.
Two on the front and two on the back.
True.
So
it's the whole day.
They're all whole days. By the time they get in, it's just every day now on a Saturday will have something going on,
mm-hmm.
which that's how I believe I thrive. I tell everybody I'm a fish right in a fishbowl. I got to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
Got to keep swimming.
But are you feeling a little overwhelmed?
Totally overwhelmed. I just want, it's kind of what we're talking about with our Songversations. I want one Saturday.
What about my Saturday?
Where I make some coffee, play some Gold on the Ceiling by the Black Keys, and don't have to worry about anything. Hmm. I don't have one of those until mid-December right now.
Nope. Just, Moose out front should have told you.
Yeah, park's closed, folks. Park's closed.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Okay, let's get you The Buzz. It's been a minute, but welcome, friends, back to an exciting episode of As Des Moines Turns.
Turns.
An update on Cedar Vegas, the casino that is currently under construction in Cedar Rapids.
Yeah?
But not if Riverside has anything to say about that. We are going to court today. Court case coming up in Henry County, Mount Pleasant, Iowa. Just a mere 73 miles away from here.
Hmm.
Both sides will get 1 hour to argue, and it's the same argument that Riverside's been making all year long. The license should never have been granted because the language on the ballot in 2021 was incorrect. And it might be all because of a technicality and the tense of one verb that could change and alter the course of the casino in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, my.
That is what they are going to argue in front of a judge today in Mount Pleasant, Iowa.
Just a judge, not a jury.
I don't believe this is a jury trial.
Okay.
I believe this goes to a judge. They both get an hour, and then we go from there.
Well, good luck, Your Honor.
And I don't believe it's Cedar Rapids v. Riverside. I believe it's Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission v. Riverside.
Oh.
Meaning they're telling the commission, you guys should not have done this because of the language, and then the judge will decide yes or no. So that's where we are at today, and I don't know if we're going to get any sort of verdict today or not, but we do know it is going to trial today.
Dramatic.
And that wraps up today's episode of As Des Moines Turns.
Turns.
Let's get you some sports shorts. Okay, how many people watched Caitlin Clark single-handedly destroy the Brazilian basketball team?
Was that TV watched, or how many people, fans in the stands?
Fans in the stands, we know. It was sold-out games, yeah. 15,000 and change. It's eyeballs on ESPN.
Okay.
1.3 million people watched a preseason women's basketball game on a Sunday afternoon, which was 13% higher than any of the highest broadcasts of the 2024 regular season average for the entire WNBA on ESPN. More
wow.
people watched a preseason game on a Sunday this past weekend than the most viewed average attendance or average viewership on ESPN all of WNBA season last year.
That's crazy.
She brings them in, man.
Wow. No kidding. And we're so proud, right?
We are.
It's a big deal.
15,000 plus. I think so the thing I saw all afternoon after that game was over was her shot, right, from the logo. And then a ton of photos of her signing autographs. And half the people getting autographs were the Brazilian national women's basketball team,
well,
which was absolutely awesome.
You know, when you have the best in the game right there.
Yeah. Like, there's no reason why. You, of course, you want to get everything
so cool.
signed, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's wrap up the buzz. What's got us feeling all right? I tell you, man, Marion is on the move. Today, the Central Plaza ribbon cutting ceremony will take place in City Square Park in Marion. That's going to happen at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Among the highlights, some of them not open yet, but still to come, that refrigerated ice skating loop, which
yes.
will open up later this fall.
I saw it's all kind of like laid out.
Yeah.
It's going to look so cool.
The depot is beautiful. It's now enclosed, so it's a pavilion. Year-round public restrooms, live performance space, water features, interactive play sculpture, public art, seating, and more. All of the plantings, the trees, the commemorative bricks. This was an $8.35 million project. It started in March of 2024. Art's going in June. Ice skating loop will open in December, but they are officially cutting the ribbon at City Square Park in Marion. The Central Plaza is open for business.
Enjoy.
Congratulations to our friends in Marion. That's a big deal. 6:37 now. It's the morning scramble. Your forecast for today will bring you mostly cloudy skies, maybe a thunderstorm after 3 o'clock with a high of 80. Lingering chances of rain overnight into Thursday, sunny and 70. And then Friday, sunny skies, a high of 71. It's the morning scramble. You ever miss a show? Not to worry. We've got the morning scramble podcast. And if you ever use the player on our website, KZIA.com, so mm-hmm. you're listening at your desk at home or at work, within the player is embedded our podcast.
What a deal.
The last 10 are right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Probably the easiest way to get to the podcast. So if you ever miss a show, it's right there waiting for you. Morning Scrabble Podcast at KZIA.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Lots of celebrities walking the carpet at the Met Gala. Big fundraiser, but also just a big night for fashion in general. And it's a night where everybody kind of looks at the fashions. They're always kind of pushing the limits. Like Demi Moore was a men's necktie.
That was the whole outfit?
That was the whole outfit. She had this big swoopy thing. It's all like interesting, but it's also like that dress is kind of like an art piece. You
yeah.
know?
It all, you know, it's interwoven. It's the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
Yes.
It's a gala. It's about fashion.
Almost
they raise money.
To the point of like costumey, you
it's
know?
It's a little, yeah.
They're interesting, very specific pieces.
Hyperbolic.
But sometimes there'll be criticisms of those pieces. And one person that was criticized a lot, actually, was Bebe Rexha. She came to the Met, and I guess that look garnered a lot of people, not just criticizing her outfit, but body shaming her that she looked big.
She run into this a lot?
Yes.
Very specifically, Bebe Rexha.
She's a fuller figured. I don't even want to say that because she's probably a normal size person. Let's say that.
She is.
She is probably
that's
more,
a normal body.
Like an average size right. woman. And she also had to respond to the haters saying things about her body and really silenced everyone. She said she suffers from polycystic ovary syndrome and recently went through a loss of a pregnancy. So maybe think twice before you body shame someone.
Eat it.
Yeah.
Fool.
Seriously. And a lot of times the celebrities will get together and they're not allowed to have phones. Like nobody knows exactly what goes on at the
I looked
party.
At Shannon. I'm like, is there a meal? It's just cocktails and heavy hors d'oeuvres. How do you sit down in that?
I know.
You're just standing around.
Are they sitting down at dinner?
I don't know.
I know there was a performance by Usher. I don't know. Do you sit for that? Is it a standing only?
Is there
only?
An auction? Did their local trampoline park put a basket together with some wine glasses?
Yes, there should be something like that.
Oh, I'm being outbid by Sydney Sweeney.
According to every other fundraiser I've been to, yes. That's how it goes. I don't know what happens exactly at the Met Gala. I do know what goes on at the after parties, though. There was a major game of Uno.
Uno?
Pharrell Williams hosted an after-hours Uno tournament that was attended by Kim Kardashian, Kiki Palmer, Jaden Smith, Future, Sierra, Questlove, and Halle Bailey, among others.
I love it.
That's so fun.
Because I'm never playing Uno with you two fools again,
no.
By the way. That went poorly.
You know what? We don't want to play with you either.
I stormed out of the room. I was so mad.
He's a bad sport. The new fad with the designer popcorn buckets.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. Sometimes it works and sometimes it just doesn't quite work.
We've gone from odd and phallic.
Yeah.
To like, I just saw Thunderbolts. You've got heroes that wear, you know, helmets.
And
that's a bucket.
Use the helmet as a bucket.
That is easy to figure out.
That kind of makes sense. I think maybe that they had a little bit of trouble for Mission Impossible.
So the mission was to make a popcorn bucket?
Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning. They've designed a popcorn bucket. Regal Cinemas is doing this. It's very interesting. You have to open the popcorn bucket with not one, but two keys.
That's the whole premise of the movie. It's
yes.
Some sort of AI computer. Two keys will shut it down.
Tom Cruise has to get a special key
yeah.
to control AI and some, I don't know. That's the movie. And now it's also the popcorn experience to watch the movie.
Do you get the two keys when you buy the bucket?
That's my question. Do they just give them to you? Where are the keys? Are they under my seat when I sit down in the auditorium? Is the armrest the key? I don't know.
Does it self-destruct in 5 seconds if you don't open it in time?
I just want popcorn to watch a movie.
That's a little too complicated.
I just, it's a lot of work, right?
Yes.
And it's like there's a top and a bottom that you have. Uh-uh.
And honestly, it doesn't look most convenient to get your popcorn out of that bucket. And I bet the volume of popcorn in there is not close to what you think you're getting.
You're paying for bucket.
You're
not
paying for bucket.
For popcorn. Just proceed with caution there. Okay. I don't like this one bit, but it never ends. Angel Reese's mom took a jab not only at Caitlin Clark, but at the Iowa Hawkeyes. As we all know, there was a big game, a preseason game for the Fever at Carver Hawkeye Arena
yes.
on Sunday. The Brazilian national team came and they played the Fever. There was also a preseason game for at LSU for the Chicago Sky, and they had Angel Reese come back and play at her college's.
So it's the exact same setup as what we had in Iowa City.
Same thing
yeah.
as in Iowa City.
Okay.
And that game was on Friday, May 2nd. Caitlin Clark of the Fever were on Sunday, May 4th.
Yes.
According to ESPN, 6,373 fans attended the
one at LSU.
Okay,
we had 15,000.
14,998 fans for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Okay.
I mean, there was just more people. I guess we were just maybe a little bit more excited, but she can't let it go.
What is Angel Reese's mother saying?
Angel Webb says, that certain fan base looking at the stand celebrating attendance while others are looking up at the rafters celebrating championship banners.
Why?
Why? Why? It's so...
Your daughter has graduated.
A professional basketball player.
Do you realize? Okay, because I actually had this conversation with somebody the other day, and he was talking about Angel Reese. I'm like, just give it up.
Can we all?
I have no beef with the game's done.
I thought Caitlin and Angel squashed the beef. Like, they're not a part of it anymore. But you're still holding on to beef with a fan base?
Do you think somebody was prodding her so she had to reply, which now we're going to have to come back at
maybe
her?
Maybe. She turned off the comments on the post, so I don't
know. No, you can't do that.
I don't know.
If you're
going to
post it, I'm going to put the fight song. I'm going to post the Hawkeye fight song on your social media post, and then I'm going to have a kid smarter than me make it play all the time.
Or is this all just a device to get people excited about Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark facing off against each other May 17th when the Fever and the Sky have their season opener?
I guess so, but you're talking to the wrong fan base.
I don't know.
The Hawkeyes and the LSU Tigers aren't the people.
Jab?
You want the professionals.
Yeah, jab the Fever. Get the Sky all...
Yeah, jab the Fever, get the Sky.
Wait, yes, as I stated. Get out of here.
Jab the Fever, get the Sky.
Leave the Hawkeyes alone. Angel Reese's mom. That's what we like to call...
Z's sleaze.
There it is, staring at you right now on the calendar. The 11th of May, mm-hmm. Mother's Day.
Mother's Day, a day to celebrate mom and all that she does. But what does mom actually, like, really, truly want? Lots of people opening up on the Z102.9 Facebook page. There's some requests for massages.
Yes, I saw that. Mani pedis.
Yeah. Mom could use those.
Here's the one I love. Haley, it's our most recent answer. Everything that's broken to get fixed. Projects that have started to be finished. That is a feeling of just joy and a weight being lifted off the shoulders of the house.
I'm getting a little tension in that.
Yeah.
That things have been started, things have not been finished.
Peace and quiet. I'm noticing a lot of clean house requests.
A clean house.
That they have nothing to do with.
We've got Denise, who's got graduation season, and I would just love for the house to be clean so that when all these people come over for the graduation party, it's just done. But, you know, that's maybe a fantasy.
It's actually not hard, right? The cleaning part is not hard. It just takes time.
And you're too hard on yourself, right? You want these, like, very minuscule places. Like, everything that you've never cleaned before is just, like, toothbrush.
But if you've got a crew of people in the house, get up early on Sunday. Clean, like, start from the bedroom door and follow the path to where your mom's going to walk.
Yeah.
Make sure that's to start clean. And then as the morning unfolds, start working on the other rooms.
That's a doable project.
That's totally
doable.
And
that could get the whole family involved. That's
yes.
Bring everybody together.
That's our question for Momtroversy. Phone lines remain open at 200-1029. What do moms really want for Mother's Day?
I want to literally do nothing. I don't want to leave my house. I want to sit in my pajamas, sip on coffee, maybe watch a show, maybe get some flowers and a card, but I literally want to go nowhere. I want there to be no plans, I want to be so relaxed and not stressed to leave my house.
Yes. Could there not be like a club softball thing that we have to go to some peace
no
and quiet.
No fancy dinner reservation. I just want to wear my bluey sweatpants and not have to move.
You have bluey sweatpants? I'm so jealous.
I have a whole bluey pajama set.
Oh. I thought she was going to say a whole bluey wardrobe.
It's a whole
pretty
thing.
Darn close.
And you know what? On Mother's Day, I'm going to wear all of it, and you're not going to say anything about it.
You can. It's exactly. Mother's Day.
It's a nice,
bluey
quiet day.
It's also for the parents.
That's exactly right.
Well, I think you've
painted a perfect bluey Mother's Day picture.
Exactly.
And maybe a little bit of a gift idea in there, too.
That's right. Thanks for calling in. Happy Mother's Day.
Everything's bluey.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Is it here yet? Is it on yet? Is it here yet?
Since kids don't come with instructions, we're here to help. It's Momtroversy on Z102.9.
Our Momtroversy this week is probably, it's an easy question in theory, but I think that it's splitting moms into two different camps because we want to know, what does mom actually want for Mother's Day? And we have a lot of people chiming in on the Z102.9 Facebook page, and it seems to be split, as Mary pointed out. There's one camp that says, I want just some peace and quiet, some time to myself. And then there's another camp that's like, I want to spend time with my kids. And her theory is people who want some alone time have little kids at home.
Yep.
People who are saying, I just want to spend time with my kids have adult children.
Adult children.
And that is where the divide is.
This is another one that I think maybe has little kids.
Ooh. Oh, I know that was your question this morning. I would agree with one of the women that called in, a day of doing nothing.
A day of doing nothing. Peace and quiet. Just take it easy.
Just a laid back Saturday. Maybe, or a Sunday. That'd be incredible, just to have a day where we didn't have to rush around, everybody everywhere.
Yep, that's been our question yesterday and today for Momtroversy. Thanks to all the calls for coming in. What is your request for this Mother's Day?
Seriously, peace and quiet. I work my butt off, so all I want is a day everybody can leave the house just peace and quiet.
Just a little bit of peace.
Here's what I'm hearing. Would you like the morning scramble to take your children?
Kick everybody out.
I was just going to take them for the day. You're kicking them out of the house.
No, they're gone. They're out of here.
They're out of here.
I don't need you. I just want them gone.
Wait, you know what I'm going to give you right now? One second of quiet. Ready? Here we go. How was that?
Enjoy.
She loved it.
Yay! It was a hit.
Tell us your story. It's Songversations with the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
The cool thing about memory and mood, music is somehow involved.
It does. They kind of just get linked together. Either it's a memory that takes you back to a song, or a song you hear and suddenly it sparks a memory. It works both ways.
We've got so many categories we've done in this before. First song memory, love songs, summer songs. But we've never attempted, I guess, casual Saturday morning song.
Which I love, because as we're talking about Mother's Day's coming, a lot of moms would love a Saturday just like we're describing, where you don't have to go anywhere, do anything. It is calm. It is peaceful. What is the song that you would like to hear on a Saturday morning such as that?
According to Claire, it's Little Jack Johnson. And it sounds something like this.
Banana Pancakes?
Now, do you have a go-to playlist? Or some of these apps are smart enough to, like, you start with one song and it knows where to go after that.
Yeah, and then just see where we go.
Yeah.
I like something like that where, you know, I don't have a set plan, but I would put that song on first to kind of set the vibe. It tells me what to make for breakfast. It gives me a little sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
With a Saturday that wide open, it's like anything could happen. So let's just start with a good breakfast, banana pancakes.
I have grown to get up extra early now that I have this job, right?
Yeah.
So my first 2 hours on a Saturday or a Sunday is usually just TV.
To yourself.
But then the way we approach, I make coffee. In the house we have now, I take it down to Shannon. A lot of times we won't even turn the TV on. The dogs are there. We're all just kind of snuggling in the bed, kind of talking about what the weekend has in store. Usually there's a smart speaker. And what I think kind of got us into this routine, I go back to, I think it was 2012, and the Black Keys released El Camino. I just like the groove of Gold on the Ceiling.
It's very cool.
Just the whole album. Just kind of puts you in there's a little momentum, but it's not overly driving.
Right,
right. To me, it just feels like a good Saturday.
It's a little late. It's not laid back exactly, but it's...
Yeah, because I don't want it too sleepy.
No.
Right?
It's a wake up, kind of get going.
Now for Ben goes just music that he likes or artists that he likes.
Absolutely.
Fall Out Boy for him.
He's like, I just love the band. I love the song. It's one of the best concerts he's ever been to. So putting on a song like that for him is like, oh, suddenly I'm definitely in a good mood.
And I got a little judgy. I'm like, that's got a lot of tempo to it. But it's his Saturday.
It's Ben's Saturday.
And
stay out of it.
Then I slowly walked back out the door.
You can be part of his Monday through Friday. But on producer
Ben's Saturday.
Don't touch.
But what it does do, as you were just saying, it sets a mood.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to capture with this question. You're setting a mood on a Saturday morning. What is that mood and what song gets you there? Or maybe you just don't have a Saturday, but you remember when you used to.
Remember when Saturdays used to be laid back? Or like even just a Saturday of your wildest fantasy that was laid back?
What could that Saturday be like?
Never had a Saturday like that. I don't know. Let me think about it.
You got a one song soundtrack, and that song is fill in the blank. That Songversations. Conversation right now happening on the Facebook page or at 200-1029. Call us with your answer.
Talking about music. memories,
and life.
It's Songversations for the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
Saturday morning, you're trying to set a mood.
Absolutely. This is a specific Saturday morning, though. This is a Saturday morning where there's nowhere to be. There's nowhere you have to go. Nothing to do. It's a lazy, laid-back Saturday. What music would you throw on as you got it started?
We're getting a lot of answers for The Lazy Song by Bruno Mars.
Yes. Jennifer said that is an obvious choice, right? It's just sitting right there.
Now, the question has to do with a Saturday morning, but, you know, also could be a Sunday morning.
Could be.
This is the exact vibe I'd go for.
Yeah.
It's a little jazzy. It's laid back. It's got a little movement to it.
I love it. It's a great vibe.
This was my other choice instead of Black Keys. That's our question for Songversations.
But that's the answer for a Sunday morning, not a Saturday morning.
It could be on a Saturday morning, but I also didn't pick it because I'm like, it's Sunday morning. I don't want to do it wrong. Okay, so phone lines remain open. It's a lazy, laid-back Saturday, beverage of choice, favorite spot in the house, and you want to kind of set the mood, set the vibe. What are you listening to? Hi, Z102.9. Good morning.
Good morning, Eric.
Hey, Dallas, you got a song that is perfect for like a nothing to do sort of Saturday?
Yeah, the Office theme song.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, throw on some of the your favorite show that'll just kind of relax you. It's like a comfort blanket.
It's totally a comfort blanket. It's easy to have on in the background. You watch it, you don't watch it, but you hear that that theme song, and the whole idea was Songversation, right? It gives you a mood. It gives you a state of mind.
I don't have anything to do. Let's watch The Office.
Yeah, The Office theme song. Never consider that. Thank you, Dallas.
Great thought.
No problem.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Dallas is also good at calling in at exact length of The Office theme song.
That is incredible.
His conversations are always kept to 32 seconds or less.
So you know it's a call from Dallas. It's the same length
as The Office theme song. I didn't consider TV theme songs.
No, but throw on one of your favorite shows that you can come in and out of it. You know exactly where the story's at.
Yeah.
You know?
Kind of like how I read a book.
Yeah.
Totally.
Exactly.
Because if you're on like YouTube TV-er, usually Saturday morning is when they're rerunning a CSI Miami.
Put on some sort of binge marathon and just let it roll.
For Dallas, it is The Office theme song. What is it for you? You're trying to set a mood, a vibe on a Saturday morning, and it's going to just kind of take you to a place mentally. That's what music does.
Yeah.
And those are the songs we are collecting all this week for this week's Songversation.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
Morning Scramble Readers Theater, where we take a variety of things from the internet. Claire, you and I have done misconnections off of Craigslist. We've done the Cedar Rapids Reddit page. And right now, we are really enjoying, hey, ChatGPT, roast this photo.
Yeah, so we have taken a couple of photos. We did this last week with some of our official photos, and it was just merciless, I would say. But I thought, what if we did some fun shots that of the things that we do as the Morning Scramble? So we've got a couple of photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
Yeah, we want to paint these photos, these pictures with words, but it's a lot funnier when you have the photos directly in front of you. So get to the Z Facebook page. You will find three photos clustered together. You've got a group shot of us like cheersing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason we're wearing pajamas. And then, oh, look, it's the Fix-It fellas.
Yeah, we'll try to get into some descriptions setting up each photo as well.
Well, that's what producer Ben is here for. So are you ready for another round of Reader's Theater?
The Morning Scramble Reader's Theater presents ChatGPT Roast Photos of the Morning Scramble. Photo number one, the Morning Scramble's anniversary selfie. The Scramblers are holding mimosas, toasting 6 years of the Morning Scramble. Claire's on the left, producer Ben is in the middle, and Dance and Eric Hansen is on the right.
This looks like a high-budget ad for a juice company that went out of business after 1 week.
Buddy in the middle is dressed like he lost a bet to wear every lucky dice shirt he owns at once.
The guy on the right looks like he's one sip away from explaining how he totally could have been a rock star, bro.
The lady on the left is giving, I've been sober for 20 minutes and it's not going well energy.
Photo two from Will This Get Us Fired Wednesday, Pajama Day. Producer Ben, Claire, and Dance and Eric Hansen pose casually in pajamas at Studio Z. They wanted to see if wearing pajamas to work would get them fired. It did not. Producer Ben stands to the left, Dance and Eric Hansen to the right, and Claire's in the middle.
Left guy looks like he just rolled out of a horror movie marathon and went straight to work. Jason Voorhees pajama pants? Nothing screams, trust me with your morning commute, like slasher-themed sleepwear.
Middle gal is rocking a set of PJs that say, I could run the show, but I'm choosing chaos today. She looks like she's two yawns away from becoming horizontal again.
And then there's robe guy, clearly the team dad, who said, business casual? Nah, I'm bringing Walmart Sunday morning realness. He's one cup of chamomile tea away from retiring mid-broadcast.
Meanwhile, the studio looks like it's halfway between a live radio show and a hostage situation for productivity. There's cleaning spray, a lonely snack, and way too many open monitors for anyone in flannel.
Together, they look like they're about to record a segment called Dreams, Disasters, and Decaf.
Photo number three, the Fix-It Fellas. Tony Milan on the left, poor Nick in the center with a cup of coffee and a tool bag, Dancing Eric Hansen to the right with a drill in the air, Charlie's Angel style. The fellas pose showing their DIY skills.
Left guy looks like he just finished his daily CrossFit session and still can't lift the emotional weight of being the group's backup plan. That smirk says, I installed one shelf and now I'm a structural engineer.
Middle guy clearly thought this was a brunch invite. He brought a tumbler to a tool fight, wearing a shirt that screams, Mahalo, but I don't do manual labor. He's the type who holds the flashlight wrong and asks for iced coffee halfway through the job.
And right guy? He's got the energy of someone who watched half a YouTube tutorial and said, yeah, I got this. Holding that drill like he's about to defuse a bomb, but he's just trying to hang a photo of his dog. Bonus points for the safety goggles, because nothing says, I don't trust myself, like gearing up to screw in a curtain rod.
Together, they look like a Wish.com version of a renovation crew. If HGTV stood for highly guessing this'll work, these three are the poster boys.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.